This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communication. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held on Wednesday, November 16th, at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A peel tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KB2KAC. Hearing none, I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KB2KAC.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
All right, gotcha. KA8RLC, Cal, and KD8IIB, Kevin. Any others? With bulletins or business, please call KB2KAC. Hearing none, I will now take check-ins using the quadrant system divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. We'll start with the Northeast quadrant. Any stations which are north of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, please call KB2KAC.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
All right, gotcha, KD8RTP, John. Any others in the Northeast Quadrant? Please call KB2KAC. All right, hearing no others, we'll go ahead to the Southeast Quadrant. Any stations which are south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, please call KB2KAC.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor, India, KB8, YVI, Phil.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Golf, Mike, W8STM, Mike.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
All right, I've got KD8SYT, Lynn, KB8YVI, Phil, W8STM, Mike, and AB8MW, also Mike. Any others in the Southeast Quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
Hello, Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike Whiskey. KB8DMW, Paul.
This is W3CAN. You might know my name is Jim.
All right, I got KB8CMW, Paul, and W3CAN. Yes, Jim, I'm married to you. I should know who you are by now. Any others in the Southeast Quadrant, please call KB2KAC. move on to the southwest quadrant. Any stations which are south of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call KB2KAC.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
All right, I've got W8RWR, Bob, KD8WQY, Denny, and N8YMTJ. Any others in the southwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee, Calvin.
November 8, Uniform Tango, India, NAUTI, Ed.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8, HDX, Jim.
All right, I've got NARFY, Calvin, NAUTI, Ed, and KD8HVX, Jim. Any others in the southwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC. You were a little too faint for me to hear. Try increasing power and see if you can get through. KB2KAC.
RLC relay.
Go ahead.
It's N8ECY, November 8, Echo Charlie Yankee. Name it John.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Cal. Got N8ECY, John. Any others in the southwest quadrant? Please call KB2KAC. All right, hearing no others, we will move on to the northwest quadrant. Any stations which are north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call KB2KAC.
Romeo Victor, W8RV, Ken.
Kilo 6, Hotel Romeo Uniform, Bruce.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-Ray, Dan.
I've got W8RV, Ken, K6HRU, Bruce, and KE8KJX, Dan. Any others in the northwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel.
All right, I've got N8VJF, Mark, and 88CM, Marcel. Any others in the northwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
KE8ANW, Brian. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey.
All right, I've got KE8ANW, Brian. Any others in the northwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC. Hearing none, I will now call any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call KB2KAC. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate.
Hello, Lima Echo.
K8LE, Andy, Northeast Quadrant.
KMW, Terry, normally in the Northeast, but I'm mobile tonight.
I got K8LE Andy and K8YMN, Terry. Any others inside or outside of Franklin County, please call KB2KAC.
Correction on that, Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey is my call sign. Terry.
Wow, Terry, I totally messed that up. KD8. YFW. Gotcha. Any others inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in, please call KB2KAC. All right, hearing none others at this time, I will go back to those stations having Franklin County ARES announcements. I will begin with K8RLC, Cal.
Good evening, Christian. Good evening, Internet. This is K8RLC. Normally I say of upcoming events, I will say happily at this time of the year, as things get busy with the holidays and other things going on. At this point in time, we have no upcoming events on the schedule. However, I'll remind everybody that, as Christian said, next week, or I guess in 2 weeks, I'm sorry, is the in-person meeting. And then the December in-person meeting will be moved to Saturday, December 14th, for the holiday party at EMA. And we'll have more details for that at the upcoming in-person meeting for here in November. And with that, Christian, I'll give it back to you. K8RLC.
Excellent. Thank you, Cal. Now we will move on to Kevin, KD8IIB. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Kristen. Upcoming nets and request for people to fill some nets. Next week, November 13th, N8VJF, Mark. As has been mentioned, November 20th is the in-person meeting. November 27th, I opened up. I need a net control operator for Thanksgiving Eve, I guess you would call it. I also have December 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th open. If anybody on the net tonight can take any of those, call now.
I'll try the Thanksgiving Eve one anyway, Steve.
Thank you, Kevin. KE8ANW.
Okay, we had a double there, but I heard Jay in there saying that he would try the November 27th. And Brian, I think I heard you in there saying thanks for filling or, you know, getting covered. Anybody else? KD8IIB.
Kevin, this is Brian. I'll take December 4th and cover that. This is KE8ANW.
Okay, Brian, thanks. I got you down for December 4th. And anybody else?
W3CAN.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Barring a better choice, you can slot me in for the 11th.
Okay, got you penciled in for the 11th. That leaves the 18th and Christmas night. Okay, at this time we'll talk about it in the leadership meeting, but we'll see if we're even having that on Christmas night. But that gives me most everything filled in through December, so thank you, everybody. With that, we'll turn back on that. KD8IIB.
Excellent. Thank you. I don't think we had any events over this past week, but if Any event coordinators or volunteers on frequency would like to give a recap of any events you may have worked, please call KB2KAC.
NAYMT.
Go ahead, Jay.
I think I heard Marcel on here, so he may be able to chime in as well. This past week, and there was a CERT exercise that I was on the spot called in for, I guess. I don't know if anybody got that message or request on Saturday morning. It just so happens I was out to breakfast with a radio group on the west side, and I got that message, and I was just getting ready to leave there, so I swung by to help them out, do communications for CERT on the first moment with the wrong vehicle, and I was lucky to have an HT in there, and forgot that I actually had my portable mobile in the floor of the car, which it required that mobile and the antenna, because we were doing far out, we were doing exercises, testing communications and disasters and stuff. But I just wanted to bring up that call that they had. Obviously it worked. I got the message, so a lot of people. And I'm going to see maybe Marcel if he wanted to speak on it at all. I know he was there. So I'll put it back to you, NAYMT.
Go ahead, Marcel.
Yeah, that was a great exercise, primarily, I think, for the radio people. The CERT folks had an exercise, but for them it was essentially a tabletop at different metro parks. And the real live exercise was seeing how well the folks at the EMA could communicate across the county by amateur radio. So the CERT folks thought they were getting the exercise, and I thought we were there to support them, but it looks like the major part of the test was how well amateur radio did. And we did reasonably well, but we found there are some areas where it's very difficult to connect to, and we'll have to look at topography or antennas or something for future events. But it was a great day to be out in the field with some interesting and interested volunteers doing CERT work. This is 88CM.
Excellent. Thank you both, Marcel and Jay, for your insights on that event. Anybody else who may have worked that, who want to speak at all, go ahead, KB2KAC.
K8RLC.
Go ahead, Cal.
While I did not work the event, I did send out the page alert that went out to everyone and, well, all the active people in the One Call Now system to see what response we would get. And then I checked in later in the day with Matt, TDE, to see how things went, and he was very pleased with our response. The speediness of the response from a couple people, thank you very much for those of you who did respond, Jay, and others, and doing there. So that was also a test from our One Call Now paging system. So I'll just wanted to throw that out. And with that, I'll give it back to you, Kristen, K8RLC.
Excellent. Thank you, Cal. Any others who want to talk about Saturday? Feel free, KB2KAC.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey. Tomorrow night at Strawberry Farms is our Franklin County Auxiliary Communications Club meeting. And I'd like some info from folks on how well the exercise this past weekend went, especially in the communications area. The folks can come to it between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, or you can just, maybe send Cal a text or me a text or email or something, because I'm interested in how well it went. KD8YFW is listening.
Excellent. Yeah, anybody who's able to help out Terry, feel free to call right now.
Hey, Terry, I'm going to give you a landline.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Are there any stations having any additional business or any discussion topics for the net? Please call KB2KAC.
RIB.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Adding to what Cal said after he said that, I hopped onto the one call now system and pulled up the report. Out of the 84 people that are opted in to receive messages, we have over 100 people in the system, but apparently about 15 or 16 of them are not opted in to receive text messages for various reasons. But out of those 84 people that it tried to reach, 83 were reached. There was only one of our friends out in Dayton that was not deliverable. I'll have to get with him and find out why, but probably changed his cell phone. But anyway, just for the information, 84 people, 83 reached. KD8IIB.
Not a bad reach percentage there. Any other additional business or discussion topics, please call KB2KAC. All right, hearing none, I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Please call KB2KAC.
Oh, Romeo.
Got an in and out of one station. Try increasing your power and call back. KB2KAC.
Whiskey 8, Zulu Alpha Romeo.
All right, got W8ZAR Gregory out of Delaware County. Any others wishing to check in to the net, please call KB2KAC. All right, with no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is KB2KAC returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is KB2KAC signing clear. Good evening and 73.
Good job, Kristen. And unless I missed something somewhere, I counted 26 check-ins in 24 minutes.
Thank you very much, Kevin. That is exactly what I got as well. So looks like we're all synced up.
Fantastic. Thanks again. KD8IIB.
KB2KAC.